live from Los Angeles, the Quick Fixes Show.
Look at the bright lights. Look at the bright lights. We'll be
with tonight's guest, author, Dr. Chris
Sky. Look at the night sky where the stars
are. Musical guest, Deepak, Robot Nature, aka the other Deepak. I am Mark Major, and now your host, the master of games, Filippo Voltaggio.
Well, like every week, I have been looking forward to the show. However, knowing at the same time that this show was going to be different, and here we are, and it's different. For those of you who have been following us for years, we sound different because we are all home. You will be hearing all of us from our home computers and microphones because of what's going on in the world right now. We are live on March 30th, 2020. So even more reason why this is important to do this show and have this conversation, because it feels like the conversation that we'll be having tonight is even more relevant than ever. I'm going to keep my monologue short so we can jump right into it with our guest, Anita Sanchez, Dr. Anita Sanchez. And then later on, we'll be hearing some great music and stories with our friend Deepak, all on the Life Changes Show when we come back after this.
Hey, everyone. Have you ever thought to yourself, I wish I had more insights from the Life Changes team? We've thought that too, and we've got some great news. We've partnered with Himalaya Media to give you an even better, more exclusive experience. Whether you like to listen to us live on our website or in a podcast like on your Apple Podcast app, we encourage you to also check us out on Himalaya. Not only does Himalaya have lots of cool features like curated podcast playlists and collections, along with personalized recommendations, but we have launched a members-only edition to the Life Changes Show, and it is only available on the Himalaya app. As a member, you'll get everything you already love about the Life Changes Show, but with some special benefits. One of the best things about being a member is that you'll also have the sweet satisfaction of knowing that you're supporting the show. Find out how easy it is to listen to your favorite shows on Himalaya, and please consider becoming a member of the Life Changes Show for a nominal amount. Learn about the exclusive offers you'll get as a member. All you have to do is download the Himalaya app, that's H-I-M-A-L-A-Y-A, and join us there. Thank you for listening, and thank you for joining our family. You are listening to The Life Changes Show, live from Vortex Dome LA on the BBS Radio Network with your host, the Master of Change, Filippo Voltaggio. You can hear tonight's show and all our past shows on our archive page at lifechangesshow.com, which include luminaries such as comedian Michael Collier, actress Gabriella Wright, performing artist James Hood, and author Ken Honda. Email your comments and questions to info@lifechangesnetwork.com or askdorothy@lifechangesshow.com. You can also comment via Twitter at Life Changes Show and Facebook at The Life Changes Show.
Well, we're back. I'm Filippo Voltaggio, sitting here with Mark Leger, and I have to say I thank you, Mark, and thank you, Dorothy, and Doug, and BBS Radio, and Kaylin, and our guests, and our musical guests, and everybody who was willing to make this show happen today, and here we are.
I was reflecting on the year we started the show, and there were questions. What is Life Changes about? What do you mean by life changes? And wow, there's a whole world that has a really intimate view of life changes today. And I can't think of a better guest and more important wisdom as we've been all reflecting on the clear skies and the clear water and our health and our homes and our families and our children. And the conversation that we're going to have tonight truly matters.
Thank you, Mark. True, we're all excited about getting to see clear skies and Mother Earth breathing. And so how perfect that our show is titled Indigenous Wisdom for Novel Times Like This. And our guest is Aztec and Mexican-American consultant, speaker, coach, and author of the international bestseller, The Four Sacred Gifts. Welcome, Dr. Anita Sanchez, to the Life Changes Show.
Thank you. I'm delighted to be here.
And thank you for being with us here on at this special time. Actually, thank you for doing what you're doing at this special time.
I can't think of anything else to do. We're all being called.
I love that you say that, and interestingly enough, as I started to get to know you, it seemed to me that you had the calling or heard a call long, long time ago when you were a very small child. Could you tell us a little bit about that?
Yes, I'm big on dreaming, and growing up with my Indigenous grandmother and my mom, we spent a lot of time talking about dreams. We don't separate them. They're giving us guidance to the waking time. So starting as early as 3 and 4, I would have this dream, and I still have it as an adult. The dream is seeing the earth and all these stick people of different sizes and colors, and they have their hands on each other's hearts. So when I went to kindergarten and they asked you to draw what you're going to be when you grew up, that's what I drew. And you know, like the firemen and the wonderful mommies and daddies and all those kinds of things. But I knew when I shared that with the other 24 children, they giggled and the teacher said, put away your crayons. But something happened to me then, Filippo. I wasn't embarrassed. For a five-year-old, you should be embarrassed. And instead, there's something that felt right, that I knew that somehow what I was going to do when I grew up was to connect people's hearts to each other.
Wow, good on you that you had that insight to somehow not be embarrassed in a way, maybe as you'll see, or you don't know yet, but there'll come a time and you'll get it, at least we trust, right?
Right, exactly. And I share that story that you just asked me about in C-suites and corporations, and there's always someone later says, you know, you shouldn't really tell that. That just seems too childlike. I said, oh, no. We're all yearning for the real authenticity, the simplicity, the knowing, and that most of us have that kind of knowing inside of us, generally pretty young, and sometimes it gets swept away. And the other part of it is we're all meant to dream new dreams, too. So some are long-term dreams and some are short-term, and this happens to be one of my long-term ones.
Well, so many people going through what we're experiencing right now, how so many of us long to connect with people we haven't connected with in a long time, or with certain family members, and connecting with that love. That's so much of what you're talking about.
Absolutely. And I so love everywhere. I'm going to use that word love many times, I guess we will. That four-letter word is being used far more. And isn't it interesting in our social distancing that we human beings, we two-leggeds, are becoming more and more aware of our absolute necessity for connection. And it's we're finding ways to do that, even though we have to stay the 6 feet apart.
And true a connection as we can make. I even on Facebook and other social media, I've seen people say, could somebody actually say things instead of just clicking a like, actually say something to me that makes you know you're really trying to connect with me?
I like that. You know, it's a time that the introverts, if they want to make all of us massive numbers of extroverts happy, they could send us a message or give us a quick call and limit the boundaries of the time, because this is a particularly hard time, I think, for everyone. But for people who are really extreme extroverts, it's very difficult.
Well, when we come back, talk about extremely hard times. You know, I was expecting so much from the reading of your book. And of course, not only does it not disappoint, it just goes further and further. And I found myself in tears at times. and having compassion, and then having this understanding of, wow, she's teaching from a place of, this woman knows. Actually, let me just say that and hear your response to that before we go on a break. This woman knows.
Thank you. And I'm glad to share the knowing, the learning that I've had, as well, you know, the really grounded steps that I have, but also the missteps. I'm so willing to share that to help other people.
And so there's a combination of dreams, of knowledge that you've gotten from elders. There's a combination of experiences that you've had in this lifetime, and a lot of them not good.
Yes, very difficult time. So I think people pick that up, obviously, because they want people to be real, you know, not all polished up, but just truly real. We're at a time where for so long lies have become acceptable. So when people hear the truth from someone, even though it may not join with their truth, but they can sense that. So yes, my early life in one hand was just amazing, with Indigenous elders teaching me and the dream time and connection to nature. But on the other hand, I was keeping a secret that for 9 years, from age 4 to 13, I was sexually abused. And that abuse only ended with the murder of my father. And that was race related. So there were so many, you can imagine, not only as a little girl, but then also as a 13-year-old, just entering the teen years, sorting all this out. And I really believe that there were some key things among that allowed that. And that was the nature. It was the elders, that Indigenous wisdom. And it was the connecting to my own internal wisdom. Very early on, I realized that how important listening, that could help me get through some of the toughest times, and that I was never alone.
That never alone really hits home. And actually, Anita, no, I can't imagine. You said, as you can imagine. No, I cannot imagine. And people are just going to have to get the book to read into some of what you are sharing there. The book being The Four Sacred Gifts, Indigenous Wisdom for Modern Times. You can find it online wherever books are sold, or at foursacredgifts.com. And of course, you could always reach out to Anita, because she does consulting on many levels, corporate and one-on-ones, at sanchez.com. And Sanchez is with a Z. We'll be right back with more of Anita Sanchez. And a little later on, the other Deepak, our friend, will be performing live from his home, all on the Life Changes Show, and we come back after this.
Want to connect with amazing people who are committed to making a difference? From the Heart Tribe is a platform, community, and movement with the purpose of bringing like-minded humans together to help animals and the environment in order to gain a stronger connection and understanding of the world around us. They're dedicated to effectuating positive change by empowering individuals to organize meaningful and engaging experiences that build compassion for animals and the natural environment. Their founders and members' passion is to inspire others to actively get involved in their homes, their communities, and the world, to raise awareness about the issues we face, and most of all, to be part of the solution. Through their efforts, they have also accomplished some amazing and tangible achievements. Their Pickup for Paradise beach cleanups have collected over 50,000 pieces of foreign debris. And also, thanks to animal rescue and recovery volunteers, over 30% of the volunteers have become vegan or reduced their meat intake. Daily habits make a big difference. Please join any of their upcoming events by going to fthtt.org and signing up for their newsletter. You can also follow on Instagram and Facebook at From the Heart Tribe. You are listening to The Life Changes Show, live from Vortex Dome LA on the BBS Radio Network with our host, Filippo Voltaggio. You can hear tonight's show and all our past shows, which include influencers such as author Ariel Ford, business luminary Nolan Bushnell, and actress Dee Wallace, on our archive page at lifechangesshow.com. Please send any comments or questions to info@lifechangesnetwork.com or via Twitter @LifeChangesShow and Facebook @The Life Changes Show.
We're back. I'm Filippo with Mark Leisure online, and our guest online as well is Anita Sanchez, Dr. Anita Sanchez, Aztec and Mexican-American consultant, speaker, coach, and author of the international bestseller, The Four Sacred Gifts. And I can't imagine a better time to not only be reading, but getting the wisdom from this book now. Anita, before the break, you talked about sexual abuse. You talked about your father being murdered. And then on top of that, there was this guilt where you actually thought you had a hand in this.
Yes, it's true. You know, as a young girl experiencing that abuse, at different times, I wanted to be gone. I'm sure I also at different times thought, couldn't he just die? But mostly I just wanted him gone. And so that afternoon when the police came and my mother and I were there, I was 13 at the time, and they came in and they told my mom what had happened. And they asked her, does anybody want to hurt your husband? And I remember sitting there by her thinking, oh my gosh. And so great shame and confusion. And was I responsible for this? And, and of course I wasn't. As a 13-year-old, but it took a lot of immediate work to sort it out. And it dropped further down because I thought I would be free of the abuse anyway. And the visions, the images kept coming up of the abuse. So I did try probably about 4 months after he had died, I tried to kill myself, which is a horrible thing and a thing we're seeing in society growing with teenagers especially. And fortunately, it didn't work. And even in that process of thinking I was going to leave and convulsing and stuff, I realized at that time that I had forgotten something very important, is that I mattered and that I wanted to be there. And the love of my brothers and sisters and my mom and of the elders, the images I had when I thought I was going to actually leave this world was of a rocking chair that my grandfather made, only two in his lifetime. And one of them was for me when I was a little toddler. And I remember seeing that and then my family. And it's those kinds of, when we're talking about connections. So even in the darkest times, and some would say we're in pretty dark times right now, what I came to know so very early on is that the light is brightest then. And that also, if you don't see the light, no, I just see darkness, is that everything changes. Now, not as quickly as we want, but it does change. And that's so critical. That allows me to know without a doubt that our circumstances are not who we are. They allow us to do some learning and to build some muscle, to feel the emotions, some of the darkest emotions, but also some of the most positive in terms of what is our vision of what we want. But it all is part of this journey in life, but we have lots of supports that we can draw on that I think when things get pretty dark, people forget.
Anita, I think that just having shared this story, that as you did, that as soon as people know what the first gift is coming from you, it is even more powerful. Please share with us the first sacred gift from your book.
Yes. So these elders came from all over the world because there was a vision and they were to come together and build this hoop, and they put four gifts in. So the first gift that you're talking about is the power to forgive the unforgivable. And we can all take a deep breath on that, and all the listeners, because when we hear that, we probably all know of things that we may think are unforgivable, or just say, no, now she's lost me, because wait a minute, what about the big things of hurting our earth, or the death of so many indigenous people, all of the extinction that was tried, but those people forgot that we're seeds. So we were going to keep being here, and we are. So there's big, big, and then there's the individual kinds of seemingly unforgivable. And what I know now is that Forgiveness does not mean that you forget. Forgiveness does not mean that you lack confidence or that you're weak. Forgiveness really means that you love yourself enough to free yourself from carrying, using your energy to carry this resentment, hurt, anger, all of that. And instead, when you release that, what happens is you find you have this groundswell of energy to use for what you want to create rather than what you didn't happen or did happen to you. And that's a really freeing, powerful place to be. And it doesn't mean, again, that you don't change the systems and structures that perhaps cause the damaging to our earth and the water and the animals, or the damage to human beings to each other because of race or class or sexual orientation or nation or whatever the thing that people fear, and then act out of that fear with hurt or out of their own hurts and create more hurt.
So during this time, one of the things that people could do while they're home, actually during any time, is find a way, and I know in your book you go through some processes, find a way to forgive the forgivable and eventually the unforgivable. As a matter of fact, you take it to the point where you are actually thanking, right?
Yes. At this point, I know that if the first step is to get quiet. And that's why, really, with all these gifts, one of the foundational things that we're giving a lot of opportunity now in our situation of taking a big pause from our regular busyness and routines is that if we practice listening to ourselves, the human beings, like any other living thing, wants to thrive. And so when we do that, we begin to see those things that are stopping us from being as fully present. And so when you stop running away from it and really look at it, and then you seek help as needed, and sometimes that help is two-legged professionals. Sometimes it might be from your spiritual group. Sometimes it may be just going outside in nature. And there's so much that we get from that. And now the science shows that this is all true. That we do, our happy hormones change when we're out in nature. We know that with each other, when we're thinking positive thoughts, that actually affects our heart rate variability. So does it when we have negative thoughts. We are such powerful beings that it's an opportunity right now of what's going on is to not just get lost and drill down into all the fear and all the things that are happening. It's not to deny it, but it's also say, so what is mine right now that will help me become even a fuller, life-giving person to myself and others? And that's what these gifts were given, is for us as two-legged, as human beings, to bring back harmony and balance in the world by really figuring out, remembering. It's not even figuring out. It's not that. It's remembering how to be in right relationship with ourselves, other people, and the earth itself.
Wow. We're not going to get through all the gifts, but the second gift actually is touches on what we started the conversation with, about how we're reaching out and connecting with each other.
Yes, it's a powerful thing. I love this because what the second gift is the power of unity. And that what we know is that when we connect with others, and so many movements have been started and are growing before this even happened, this latest with the virus, but it's even growing more in terms of how people are finding ways to connect with each other and, you know, calling for some changes. And all of this is part of who we're meant to be. We are meant to be in connection. There five key things that all human beings need to thrive. We all need oxygen. We all need rest. We all need water. We all need nutrition. And we all need community. And these are all critical. And so what we're getting to see in a culture, at least in this country and in some other places too, where the individual is so prized, it's so about me and set up that we forget that we are all part of the hoop of life and that nothing that we do without support. So even taking this breath right now, I know these trees had taken the carbon and transformed it on the plants into oxygen. And you and I talking to each other are having hopefully a positive effect on each other, inspiring and lifting up. And that's changing how then we are going to be to ourselves and the rest of the world. And it's true for the listeners too. So this is an intimately interconnected web of life, this unity. If we can all remember that we have so much abundance and support. And if we don't go into this isolation alone, the thing that I did as a teenager, forgetting that I was part of something so much bigger than just the circumstances right in front of me. So thank goodness we all get to have that opportunity right now to experience unity in the midst of social distancing.
You know, coming from you and also knowing certain things about you, which we'll share when we come back, and how you've worked with dozens of Fortune 500 companies, and how you've also had your moments of wondering, are we ever going to get past this stage of this? I look forward to talking a little bit more with you about that when we come back. So more with Dr. Anita Sanchez. And in the meantime, you can go to foursacredgifts.com and learn more about her, or get the book, The Four Sacred Gifts, Indigenous Wisdom for Modern Times. Anita herself is also available at Sanchez with a Z, tennis, just like it sounds, .com. In our next segment, we're going to talk a little bit more with Dr. Sanchez, and then we'll also have our Ask Dorothy question. And right after that, our musical guest, Deepak, otherwise known as the other Deepak, all on the Life Changes Show when we come back after this.
The Little Dog That Could is the fantastically true story of a man and the little dog that came into his life as his mentor to help him understand the world beyond his human senses and to experience life, love, and healing beyond his human understanding. Best-selling author Filippo Voltaggio, who currently hosts the highly regarded Life Changes show, is an internationally known singer, speaker, and life coach. Filippo offers up his own story, how one little surprise package in fur and four legs transformed his life unexpectedly forever and furthered his path of self-discovery. In The Little Dog That Could, Filippo brings to life the meaning of the adage, when the student is ready, the teacher appears. Through the reading of this book, you will experience the journey of real miracles that transcend time, space, and logic while gaining practical tools that will help you navigate your way. The Little Dog That Could is available through Amazon and Barnes & Noble. For more information, visit thelittledogthatcould.com. That's thelittledogthatcould.com.
You are listening to the Life Changes Show, live from Vortex Dome LA, with your host, Filippo Voltaggio. You can visit us online at lifechangesshow.com, via Twitter at Life Changes Show, and Facebook at Life Changes Show.
That was so adorable. That's the first time I've heard that commercial or that I've paid attention. Well, that was Jet Paul Lejeune, Mark Lejeune's son. That was adorable. And it reminds me that he's part of the reason why we're also doing this. We're doing it for ourselves. We're doing it for the world. We're doing it for the children. And so, Anita, thank you for what you're doing. And coming from you, who has worked with big corporations, and I so many of us believe that corporations have been part of the problem that we've seen in the world, et cetera. And to know that you, with this kind of consciousness, have been in there, first of all, I hope they're listening. But the question to me in my mind was like, how has that been? Has that been a struggle? Has that been frustrating?
Yes.
Can you say?
Yeah, it's all of it. I would be a liar if I didn't say that. the positive thing about it is that in every system, in all these organizations and businesses and institutions, human beings created them. And it's human beings that can bring the humanity back in. And some have forgotten, has gotten separated from some of their own humanity. So it makes it very difficult. So there were times I was really thinking, I'm going to stop this work that I do and organization development. I do a lot in diversity, inclusion, and, you know, undoing unconscious bias. And I thought, oh, this is just too hard. And so, because it's not moving fast enough. Mm-hmm. And yet at the same time, in every system, there have been people, whole sections of organizations that are really moving towards that, that see, have a vision of how it can work, where business does do good in the world. And I'll tell you, it doesn't matter which part of the world, when I share these gifts, everyone always wants me to slow down. Because when they hear these four gifts, they realize, oh, you're not selling me. This is already inside of me. This is something I can pull out and use. This is something that's going to make myself, my relationship with myself and with others much better. And who doesn't want that, especially at this time, especially if you're closed in quarters. But so in businesses and developing teams, I weave science, the business science and organization, my PhD comes in very, very handy. The reality is what I'm also doing there is bringing the wisdom of indigenous elders, different traditions from all over the world, to help ignite the remembering in each one of us that we are meant to be here. We chosen to be here. And that not only individually do we think we can do things, but it's the collective. And right now we're in this narrative. Can you believe that, Filippo? Everyone in the world is in this one narrative. And that means there's a huge opening for us to understand this isn't just about something, a virus being passed from one person, but this is something about us reawakening and can understand our connection to each other. And that something that happens over there, we don't other them or other that place, that is connected to us because everything impacts everything else. And in the science field, we've known that for some times with organisms, and that this is an illusion of separateness that we get to get rid of.
You know, actually, the illusion of separateness, first of all, I haven't had the pleasure of meeting you, but we have so many friends in common, and when they started to hear that we were going to connect on the show today, they all started to come out of the woodwork and say, oh, say hi for Mio. The two of you should have known each other a long time ago. But I have to say, as I started reading your book, I was feeling connected, not only because you were sharing stories from the heart and stories that were so real and so raw and putting yourself out there saying that this is my experience, but then you also touched on something that I've never ever thought like this before, where you say, like, the indigenous people are not those people over there, we're all indigenous people.
Yes I mean, in the, you know, in the current understanding of indigenous, we're talking about people and tribes all over the world who have stayed connected to the earth. That's one of the common things among all of them. This understanding about the importance of the heart and that everything that we're made up of is also from the earth. So you wouldn't damage the earth because you'd be damaging yourself. You wouldn't damage the water because you'd be damaging ourselves. And so that knowledge and awareness beyond the science of knowing through the five senses, but knowing also much larger than that. So yes, indeed, we're all of the earth. And if we can awaken that in everyone, then, you know, the virus isn't going to have a chance. The virus came from the earth. We can change that. And that's part of what we're doing by this, having this social distancing is in order to really, I believe, it's some time to awaken. And I don't all mean to, Filippo, diminish the suffering. I've had two friends lose loved ones in the last couple of days. That's really hard. To have happen. And so it's not to believe, but then I think, what if those people's death, what if they could know that they were helping create a shift all over the world to understand enough is enough. We have to care about what we're doing, not just about ourselves and me and immediate, but seven generations out, as we talk about as indigenous people. What's happening to that child, Mark's child, who was so sweet on that little, oh my gosh, that was just totally just to expand hearts, right? Mm-hmm. That we can we can all thrive without oppressing, suppressing, doing damage to others, cutting ourselves off. Mm. And that is something that even those who are lost in this, that I hope in somewhere, in some other space, maybe in dream time or spirituality, universe energy, whatever your listeners call it, that we have a time that we can evolve. And these gifts can really help. What I found, whether you're the CEO of a company or the CEO of your home or you know a member in the community, is that when you use these four gifts, you can't help but become more and more in right relationship with yourself and others. Mm. It's all about aligning your spiritual, mental, emotional, and physical. These are all connected and not separate.
Well, may more people use this time or any time to take in these gifts and connect with them. And it reminds me of, in closing, of something that one of the elders said that you wrote in the book, something about this is the winter and we don't know how long it'll last, but we have to get ready for the spring.
Yes. Isn't that appropriate? I'm glad you picked that up. It's perfect for now.
Yes.
Because we have been in a great winter time and we don't know how long it's going to last. But we can do all kinds of things in preparing, already in some places, planting the seeds that will grow. But these kinds of seeds are the spiritual seeds, the emotional seeds, the seeds of caring about at the physical level of how we're going to be and then how we're going to do with each other. I don't believe there's any going back. And I'm not Pollyanna to say everything's going to change all at once. However, I think this is a fairly deep, long thing that it's going to cause some real questioning and re-looking about what it means to be a human being at this time and what it is that we want to contribute to life versus destroying.
Wow. Well, The book is called The Four Sacred Gifts, and the gifts so far we did get to talk about. Now, we won't get to talk about all of them, but I'll share that the first gift, the first sacred gift, was the power to forgive the unforgivable. The second sacred gift was the power of unity. And Anita, would you like to real quickly share the next two? And
yes, the third sacred gift is the power of healing, and healing being not a one-time event. It's every day we get to get up and heal. So we might not have the virus, but guess what? We're all in our silence and our closed spaces being able to look at what needs to be healed. Mm. And that's powerful. And then the last gift that was put in the hoop for all of us is the gift of hope in action. And hope is an energy source. I don't care what anyone says. If you look at all the great innovations, many of those people will say it's because they imagined something else or they dreamt about it. But it's something that actually pulled us. So at this time that seems very dark and painful, we need to keep dreaming and imagining, being in gratitude for what we have. And then what will happen is it will pull us literally our minds and our hearts towards what we want to create. And we can already start that energy now. We don't have to wait till this virus is gone or at least ceases its first round. We can already be doing that. And we're seeing all the kindnesses that people are doing for each other and for children. And it's quite powerful to see how much caring without expectation of getting something back, but just really caring for people. And that's, I feel like we had begun to forget in our busyness, in our need for more, more, more. Now we're getting to see, wow, we really don't need that much.
And there are certain things that we do need, and you've certainly touched on that. Well, as we go here, there is a thing that you said that I think is important. We don't have much time to spend on it, but I do want you to tell us, you said that's been put in the hoop. So quickly, can you tell us,
yes.
What are you talking about?
Yes. Okay, so Indigenous people live by prophecy. So prophecy doesn't define the future, but it tells you basically from universal law of how we're to be with nature and each other. So there was a calling, and the call from spirit was to build this hoop out of a tree limb and hang 100 eagle feathers from it. And these 27 elders did that from all over the world back in 1994. And then at the end of their ceremonies in that, they put four gifts in it. And these are the four gifts we've been talking about. And Spirit told me these gifts were for all humanity, not just indigenous people, but for all of us to remember how to bring harmony and balance back to the world by being in right relationship, healthy relationship with ourselves, the other people, nature, water, all the earth.
Anita, to know what the indigenous people have come through and from, to know what you have personally come through and from, I can't imagine a stronger message and messenger. So thank you so much for being.
Thank you. I love that being, because the doing will get defined by the being. So thank you. That was quite a compliment you gave me.
And with that, now we really have to connect.
Yes, I hope so.
It already happened, but I mean, I enjoyed the hug and all the time we're going to get to share together already. So once again, the book is The Four Sacred Gifts, Indigenous Wisdom for Modern Times. We've been talking to Dr. Anita Sanchez. Go to foursacredgifts.com or Sanchez with a Z, tennis like it sounds, .com. Ciao, Anita. Until the next time, soon, I hope.
Yes, thank you very much.
Thank you. And with that, we have our Ask Dorothy question.
Dear Dorothy, this is Ajna, and I have been doing really well during this temporary self-quarantine time that keeps getting extended. Every day the rules change, and although I am at home with my husband and my son, the isolation is beginning to get to me. I'm not afraid of the virus. I'm just tired of being at home. I have read several good books, played board games with my family, and I still feel very restless. I've tried talking to my sisters, and they just cannot hear me. They are so full of fear, and they want to talk about how bad the virus is. I've tried and tried to encourage them to talk about other things, and they just won't do it. So I've had no choice but to leave the conversation, as they not only won't listen, they get angry with me if my view of life is different. More and more, I feel like an outsider. How can I fix this situation and get them to see my side of things?
Dear Ajna, I intuit that this isn't the first time you haven't been heard by your sisters, and that this has been an ongoing challenge for you. Often, longstanding issues appear to get bigger in times of stress, and although you are not in the web of fear that has captured way too many people, you're being forced to focus on your issues, as there are less ways to escape from them when one is isolated from the usual social contacts that keep us busy. I lovingly suggest that you examine your relationship with your sisters and become clear as to how long you've been reacting to one another. If it has been for most of your life, you may want to accept that they will not change. In fact, the truth is, the only person we can ever change is ourselves. So you might want to explore giving up the need for them to be different and accept them exactly as they are. You may then wish to explore creating some new relationships with more like-minded people. This can be done even during this time of self-isolation. The internet is a great way to find people who share your interests. It is especially helpful in this time of social distancing. Facebook can help you connect with others. I've formed many close relationships through Facebook, and we have maintained our connection through private messages, personal phone calls, and emails. WhatsApp even allows me to have long conversations with others in faraway places. Although I haven't personally met many of these people, we share some amazing conversation about things that we really care about. I trust that you will overcome your need to change your sisters and focus on making and nurturing relationships that you really enjoy.
Thank you, Dorothy. And if you have a question for Dorothy, please write her at AskDorothy@LifeChangesShow.com.
And we'll be right back with our musical guest, Deepak, otherwise known as the Other Deepak from Robot Nature, right after this.
There are self-help seminars costing thousands of dollars guaranteeing miraculous transformations. There are compelling speakers and life-changing weekend experiences where you can walk on fire. They all deliver revelations that guarantee you'll come back for the more expensive revelations filled with even greater wonder next month on Fiji. We get addicted to positive, heartfelt, expensive theater. What we really need is a jumpstart, an awakening. Someone who can give us a reminder that everything we need lies within. Through inspiration and practical knowledge, Dorothy Donahue helps people get grounded and motivated, inspired and energized. It's not just words and affirmations and the power of intention. It's a mindset brought about by a tangible, transcendental experience, an audio-visual, physical, spiritual experience that helps us realize we transform ourselves. We get tools to become the conscious co-creators of lives of unlimited potential. Find out more. Go to DorothyDonahue.com.
Have you felt inspired to meditate but you just can't? Do you suffer from anxiety but fidget toys just make you more fidgety? Want to replace negative self-talk in your head that keeps bringing you down? Introducing the latest self-help solution, Phi Beads. Transformational beaded jewelry inspired by ancient wisdom, science, math, and psychology. All Phi Beads are designed to incorporate the powerful Fibonacci sequence, nature's mathematical formula that has shaped our existence from the beginning of time. The Fibonacci sequence, also known as the golden mean or the golden ratio, is recognized by our conscious and unconscious mind and resonates as order out of chaos, like we see in plants, flowers, seashells, ocean waves, the pyramids, and in our own body. Not only beautiful, they feel good to wear. Phi beads can help anchor tranquility, positivity, focus, and structure in your life by doing the Phi meditation. Phi meditation helps you harness the power of I am, or intention, affirmation, and manifestation. Affirm the life you want. Get your set of Phi beads at phibeads.com. That's Phi, P-H-I, beads.com. The Life Changes Show is a premier radio show presented by the Life Changes Network, which is a company whose team has dedicated their lives not only to positive change, but to helping others observe and embrace, honor, and even celebrate their own changes, thus enabling a more positive, inspired life and helping to create a more positive and inspired world. From everyday people, celebrities, corporate giants, and children, we are here to help and to serve. With heart, integrity, and experience, we bring our message and positive intent into your lives through the Life Changes Show, LifeChangesNetwork.com, and through guest appearances on other inspiring shows and events. If you wish to learn more about Life Changes Life Coaching, a private consultation with one of us, corporate or live event appearances, or if you would like us to appear on your radio or TV shows, please email us at info@lifechangesnetwork.com.
We're back. I'm Filippo with everybody online, Mark and Dorothy and our guest, Anita Sanchez. And joining us from home is Deepak, a.k.a. the other Deepak, from the 2019's Band of the Year and Music Video of the Year awarded band, Robot Nature. Welcome to the show, Deepak.
How are you? Good to be here.
Well, I welcome to the show again, I should say. It was very special having you and Robot Nature when you all had just formed, actually.
That was special.
And it's also special to have you here with us right now because we're fans and we think of you every once in a while, and it's interesting that here we are in the middle of a crisis. And just a year and a half ago, you went through a personal major crisis of your own.
Yeah, I mean, I personally didn't label it a crisis. It was just an occurrence of life where the house burned down, and that was the thing that just happened. And in the process of that, it was a great opportunity to grow, to reflect, to be in the solution mind as well as the reflective mind, and see how we could, interface with the world and then keep on doing what we needed to do, and also see where there could be some new expansion in areas of life. And I felt like it was a really powerful experience. And honestly, it was a very transformational time. And I think I've only grown exponentially from it.
You said how, you had some projects going and you had to figure out how to make that happen. And we'll talk about those projects. Actually, we could talk about it now, but you kept them going. It's like, I got to do this, and you found ways to do it.
Yeah, I mean, the main project during that was the Disney project and Robot Nature. Those were my two main projects in general the last couple of years, and I had a major Disney deadline going on during the fire, and my studio was inoperable for a few months and was blessed with a lot of good friends and locations where I could continue doing my Disney work, meet the deadlines, and also keep going with the band and keep recording stuff that we had to get done as well. So it was a really good opportunity. It was a really good opportunity just to really just say, okay, here's life happening. Here's life changing, as we will, with the Life Changes Network. Yeah. And how can we operate while that's happening in an effective way and still be connected to the self, the heart, and not, you know, still be in tune with the emotions that come with that. You know, there's a loss, there's a cat that passed away. There's all these things that kind of happen. So in the process of not suppressing emotion while still being in action, it was a practice of just finding that balance, you know?
And actually, that's what you're practicing and living through right now. And as a matter of fact, I keep seeing posts that you're doing. I know you're doing one right now as we speak.
We're live on Facebook and Instagram both right now. So everybody say what's up. We're on the Life Change Network here with Filippo. And it's good to be here with everybody.
Yeah, and I saw you during the break with the music going. You were kind of dancing around to the music. So yeah, you've been recording, you've been sharing with people live, and one of the things that you were recording that touched me because of the words and the consciousness that you were bringing to it was a song you recently put out. Tell us about that.
Yeah, I mean, it was an inspired song. It's just called Quarantine. I had done a lot of music back in high school by myself before I played a lot of instruments, and I was an only child growing up, so did a lot of a cappella recording of my voice called Deep A Cappella, which is like a play on my name, Deepak, and a cappella, Deep A Cappella. Nice. And so I was inspired just and had a melody in my head while I was driving in my car, Quarantine, and ended up just kind of really quickly, all in one night, was inspired, wrote the song, recorded it, and shot a video and put it out the next day just to sort of be in a creative alchemical space of how to deal with the times that we have in front of us.
Well, without any further ado, why don't we go ahead and hear Deep A Cappella. The song is called what? Official Quarantine Anthem.
Official Quarantine Anthem. And I have it up on Robot Nature YouTube, and then we may launch it as well to Spotify and all those in the next week or so. It's on TikTok as well right now, on Robot Nature TikTok. I'll do it live for you right now with the loopers.
Exciting. Well, here is Deepak from home on the Life Changes Show.
Otherwise, Life Changes Show.
What's that?
Let's do this. 1, 2, 3, 4.
Sometimes been done coming for this. A little taste of the apocalypse. Ain't no sense running away. If there ain't another day, we better not resist. Spent a lifetime looking for change, and now the world be looking oh so strange. We all here faced with the fear, and it's getting really clear. We need to rearrange. Yeah, quarantine. Where do we go? Quarantine.
gotta be alone sometimes.
Quarantine.
What little one do we know?
Quarantine.
We gotta be alone sometimes.
Quarantine.
We got the time. Let it unwind. Every step we take is gold. Now we all see vigilantly. We're locking it down. Yeah, quarantine my life.
Quarantine.
Gotta be alone sometime. Gotta be alone sometime.
Deepak, otherwise known as the Other Deepak from Robot Nature. You can find out more about him at The Other Deepak. Deepak is DEEPAK.com. And actually, where else can people follow you, Deepak?
Yeah, I mean, the main website for the music is robotnature.com, and that's actually the full band and everything. I'm you know, here solo right now, but my other guys are, like, the best. We got Richie, Jesse, and Mikey. So robotnature.com and just theotherdeepak.com right now is actually routing to robotnature.com for the moment. I'm actually rebuilding the site with all the Disney credits and all the new stuff. So, yeah, for now, just find me here on, here meaning on Facebook for those out there, and Instagram at theotherdeepak and robotnature as well.
Well, speaking of the band, I know your personal story is very deep, pun intended. But you know, so you've worked really hard, and I'm sure the other band members are too. And when you all came together, I know you exploded real quickly. Things started to move. And I love this quote. Although they have been described as the new Muse, Maroon 5, or Imagine Dragons, their extraterrestrial electronic sounds, catchy pop melodies, woven with lead robot Deepak's tenor vocals, electrified violin, and acoustic guitar, give Robot Nature its own futuristic sound. So good on you.
Hey, I like that description.
You like that, huh? And then your project, which I know you've been working on a long time with Disney, that's exciting for many other reasons. We've been talking about indigenous cultures and cultures. The Indian culture, I trust you would know that it's being depicted in a very great way.
Absolutely, yeah. It was an honor to be invited to be a consultant culturally as a musical consultant for the show. But they've got amazing. They had a full-level cultural consultant, and as well as a choreography and movement consultant, Knuckle Dave, who is from So You Think You Can Dance. So they really brought in, you know, people to make sure that we're staying authentic to the culture, the sound, and all those kind of things. And it's the first really ever Indian program that Disney's put out on the scale. And it's a full series called Mirror Royal Detective. Last year I was part of arranging, producing, orchestrating, and consulting on over 25 songs and a remix that, and the show just came out about 10 days ago on Disney Channel, Disney Junior. It's on Disney Now, and once the season's fully out, it'll be on Disney Plus as well.
And I've seen some really good reviews. So if you say that the depictions are good, then there's also some learning people can do from it, right?
Absolutely, yeah. I think it's going to be good for anyone of any culture. It's exciting for Indian people because, you know, we get our culture celebrated and depicted in a accurate and authentic way. It's also powerful for everyone else to enjoy and learn about it and have a good time. But really, at the end of the day, it's just another great Disney program with all the morals and all the values and all the fun things that kids can learn, people of all ages can learn. And it's empowering for women, females, because the main character is a commoner female who wouldn't have been in this position normally as a royal detective, which is meant for being like an older male position. So it's a great underdog empowerment story for people of all ages, genders, and ethnicities.
Nice. Well, if you mentioned fun, and speaking of fun, one of the things that's fun is watching you and your band live, between the music, the sound, and the audience going crazy, going with the music and feeling it. So someday, looking forward to that again. But in the meantime, so happy that we could be here together with you and that we get to hear another song. So what'll this be?
It's actually interesting. I'm feeling inspired to do King of the Moment, which is one of the songs we did originally on your show.
Ah.
So I'm feeling that song. I think I might just do it with the Loopers here.
Okay. Well, this is different than what we talked about, but then, hey, life changes. And so how cool is that? This is from an at-home edition, live on the Life Changes show. Let's do it. Here's Deepak, or otherwise known as the other Deepak, with a song that he's done as Robot Nature on the Life Changes show.
It's up to you to take wild heart and holy bear. Now get here and sink in your ball. It's not the real thing, don't you know? Can't always stand for nothing, though, and go sailing into the sun. So choose all your colors and you put them on. You see who you are when you're standing strong. A king of the moment honors everyone. I honor everyone. Now it's up to you today. And holy man, and now you're here. Sing it, your ball. It's not the real thing, let it go. It's not the real thing, don't you know? It's not the real thing, let it go. It's not the real thing, don't you know? When you find it, don't deny it, 'cause it's always been.
in story. Turn and face it, can you make it? Take a chance, now this is who we are. When you find it, don't deny it, cause it's always in story. Turn and face it, can you make it? Take a chance, now this is who we are. When you find it, don't deny it, cause it's always been a story. Turn and face it, can you make it? Take a chance, now this is who we are. When you find it, don't deny it, cause it's always been a story. Turn and face it, can you make it? Take a chance, now this is who we are.
Wow. This is who we are. Wow, that song just, the meaning, it keeps changing with the times. Thank you so much, Deepak, otherwise known as the other Deepak. That's a song that he does with Robot Nature. And the website is robotnature.com, just as it sounds. And where can we go on Instagram and all that to go see what you just did and everything else that you're doing?
Yeah, everything that was happening right now is going to be on Instagram on my personal story. I was trying to figure out the multi-device, so just the other Deepak on Instagram. And then on Facebook, I'm going to have it on my personal there, but I'm going to be reposting it to all the pages, Robot Nature and everywhere, so you can watch actually some of the interview that I also got too towards the end with your guest, who was amazing. And then all of everything we just did will be there and available to watch.
Ah, nice. Well, I look forward to seeing that, and I encourage people to go there and to go all those places.
Our guests were both amazing.
Awesome. So, thank you so much.
So thank you so much, Deepak. This has been very special. And again, a big thank you to Dr. Anita Sanchez. And that is our show. On behalf of our executive producer, Dorothy Lee Donahue, and our producer and co-host, Mark Legere, I am your host, Filippo Voltaggio, reminding you that as your life changes, like ours surely did tonight, we're here for you. Ciao, everyone.
Ciao, guys. Ciao, Filippo. Good to be with you.
You have been listening to the Life Changes Show on the BBS Radio Network. Listen live every Monday night at 7 p.m. Pacific Time and visit us online at lifechangesnetwork.com, on Facebook at the Life Changes Show, and on Twitter at Life Changes Show. Join us again next week as we consciously explore and embrace the only constant, life changes. The Life Changes Network is an entertainment network. The views and opinions expressed are those of the guests and participants and do not necessarily reflect the views and opinions of Life Changes.